You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're listening to All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. It's a song that was made popular by the Christmas movie Love Actually.
For better or worse. That movie is one of our next guest's favorite holiday movies. We want to know what your favorite holiday movie is now at 800-642-1234. What are your favorite movies to watch this time of year? What do you think is the best holiday movie of all time? Call in and share your favorites now at 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And Mike Mayo is with us now. He's a film critic and a novelist, and he's joining us from the studios at WUNC. Mike, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you so much. And it was really terrific to hear that little bit of Mariah Carey there from Love Actually, because I just watched that again a few weeks ago with a big crowd of people, and it was just surprised again at what a real crowd pleaser it is. People just love that movie, and if you haven't seen it in a while, take another look. I promise you will be hugely entertained by it.
Yeah, it's a really good holiday movie, and I have, in recent years, it's my tradition to, while I'm wrapping presents late at night, to watch it. And it's something I look forward to now. I'm surprised how good that holds up, because the first time I saw it, I thought, oh, this is a sweet little movie, but when you watch it, it seems like it gets better and better.
It does, and I think it's the combination of a really nice script, a terrific cast of kind of every British actor who wasn't involved in the Harry Potter movies at the time shows up in it somewhere. And it just has a really terrific bittersweet quality that I think is really important for Christmas movies. They can't be all sweetness and light. There's got to be a little seasoning in there. And to me, that movie just really hits the sweet spot perfectly.
Well, here's a little taste of Love Actually.
Whenever I get gloomy with the state of the world, I think about the arrivals gate at Heathrow Airport. General opinion is starting to make out that we live in a world of hatred and greed. But I don't see that. Seems to me that love is everywhere. Often it's not particularly dignified or newsworthy, but it's always there.
Hugh Grant there, I think, as the Prime Minister of England in that movie. Now, there's been a bit of a backlash I've seen online, Mike, as rebelling people against Love Actually, saying it's kind of schmarmy, things like that. I had fun with it. I'm not knocking it. But can you see a point maybe some people not liking the movie so much?
Yeah, I can understand that. There are a couple of sequences in it that don't work as well. This is a big ensemble cast, mm-hmm. like I said, and it's telling about half a dozen or so stories, and some of them are better than others. I'll be the first to admit that. But to me, the parts that work so well that it's easy to forgive the other parts. And the Hugh Grant as the Prime Minister has some terrific moments, we must mention that Billy Bob Thornton is terrific as the evil American president.
Oh, I forgot that he was in that, yeah. Well, you said, Mike, that your holiday movies have to have the bitter and the sweet. Why do they have to have both?
I really think that if they don't have that, it just becomes too cloying. And you really need something a little extra in there to make them human. The perfect example, one that we'll be talking about a bit later, is How the Grinch Stole Christmas, which when you think about it is just a retelling of Scrooge, in that you've got the character who starts out as really hating mankind but comes around by the end of it. And if you don't have that kind of transformation in there, for you to have the transformation, you've got to start with the bad guy becoming the good guy.
Well, let's hear about that bad guy.
Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
Well, spoiler alert, that one was close to the end of The Grinch. And that's one. I mean, obviously, Dr. Seuss's writing doesn't hurt, and the music there makes that one, too.
And the terrific animation by Chuck Jones, famous for all of the Bugs Bunny cartoons, and Boris Karloff as our narrator there. All of that just fits perfectly. And I am not one of these people who hate the Jim Carrey version, because I love the original TV version so much, but I really think it does just hold up so well, and that's why you see it repeated every year many, many times at Christmas, and why I would imagine there are thousands, if not millions, of families out there who own a copy on DVD.
And Mike, when we talked to you earlier, you didn't pull any punches. You told us what your very favorite holiday movie, in this case a Christmas movie, is, and it's A Christmas Story. What do you like about it?
Oh, I remember seeing that at during when it first came out, and I was reviewing for a newspaper at the time, and I went to a theater that was virtually empty on a Friday afternoon, no critics screening, anything like that. And then when I realized what it was, and the great Gene Shepherd narration and everything, those I have always loved his stories. It was just this great sense of discovery. I had no idea this was going to be such a terrific movie, because if I'm remembering correctly, it did not come out right at Christmas time, but it just has that the human quality that I was talking about, the kind of rough homemade look to it, and just the great sense of fun all the way through. There's a real good reason why they show that, you know, like 24/7, starting pretty soon now. We'll be seeing it everywhere on television, because it really does just hold up. And I think the casting is perfect. I just love the storytelling, like I said, the human quality of it.
And here's a bit of A Christmas Story on the radio to go along with all the TV airings.
No, no, I want an official red undercover knife. Do you want to get ready by the Lee rifle?
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
We are talking to Mike Mayo, film critic, about the best holiday movies of all time. You can join in with your favorites, maybe your tradition this time of year, at 800-642-1234. Let's go to a caller. We'll get back to some of Mike's picks in a minute. Tracy is on the line in Green Bay. Tracy, hi.
Hi. I have sort of an unconventional favorite holiday movie, although it does have some of the bitter and some of the sweet. More recent, The Ref, with Dennis Leary and Kevin Spacey. It just, for whatever reason, it gets me in the holiday mood. It's all about kind of the breakdown of the modern American family and how the Christmas spirit and a little bit of negativity thrown in kind of gets everybody back together.
Tracy, thanks a lot for that call. So, Mike, and she's not alone. Not everybody watches a Christmas movie necessarily around the holidays. They'll take something that happens during Christmas time, or maybe something like Star Wars, where they show a marathon around Christmas time. Are there any that you have in that category, Mike?
Well, The Ref is not the first movie that would have come to my mind, but I guess it is a Christmas movie, and you know, it's the heartwarming tale of a home invasion. with Dennis Leary and Kevin Spacey and Judy Davis, and they're this married couple that are squabbling, and he has I can't remember, he's a thief who's gotten into their home, and I'm not sure the exact plot developments there, but he's sort of the referee as they're sorting out their marriage. It's bleak, it's dark, but it does have that redemption in it that we're talking about. So yeah, that's certainly a holiday movie that deserves consideration. I don't think it's one I'm going to dash right back home tonight and watch again.
Well, maybe you can settle another score for us. The debate about the movie Die Hard. Mm-hmm. Is it a Christmas movie or is it not? We were talking to our state capitol reporter, told him we were going to be talking to you, Mike, and asked him for his favorite movies. I can't remember he said It's a Wonderful Life, mm-hmm. and then he said, and Die Hard. So yeah. Is that a Christmas movie?
Well, it has to be. I mean, it's set at Christmas. Christmas is very important to the plot. And there's a thing going around the internet now that you just see everywhere, and I have to agree with it, as cliched as it is. It's not Christmas until Hans Gruber falls off the Nakatomi building. And that's
well, I want, getting back to the bitter and sweet side of things, here's a clip from a Christmas movie, a holiday movie that centers around an attempted suicide.
That's right. Atta boy, Clarence.
So there's a sweet moment in It's a Wonderful Life, but a lot of the movie is pretty dark, actually.
Very dark, and it's one of those movies that I like so much because it does not resolve all of the conflicts that it's brought up. The evil guy whose name escapes me right now still has the money at the Potter has the money at the end of it. And there's so much more going on in that movie, too, the way it really shows the whole course of the relationship between Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed. Yes, it has the sappy moments like we just heard, but there's a lot more going on in that movie. And if you haven't seen that in a long time, take another look. I think you will be surprised at what a good movie it is, what a solidly constructed movie it is in terms of the storytelling.
We just rewatched that one recently, and I was struck by how, you know, the main character, George Bailey, he's kind of a loose cannon in the movie. He is edgy. Was this movie edgy for its time, do you think?
It was, and it was also very unsuccessful when it was first released. People thought, you know, oh gosh, this is Capra doing what he's always done. And it was, it took a long time for that movie to become beloved.
We're talking to film critic Mike Mayo about his favorite holiday movies and asking for your favorites too at 800-642-1234. What do you think is the best Christmas movie ever made? And what movie do you always watch this time of year, whether thematically it has anything to do with Christmas or not? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we're picking up our discussion now about the best holiday movies with film critic Mike Mayo.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What are you going to settle in and watch over the holidays? What's the best holiday movie, holiday themed, or one that you just like to see this time of year? Do you have a tradition with your friends or family? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go back to our callers now. Lynn is with us in Racine. Lynn, hi.
Good afternoon.
What do you got for us, Lynn?
Well, of course, It's a Wonderful Life. Mm-hmm. And I actually had a friend who would never watch it all the way through because she said it was so depressing. She never got to the end. Once she got to the end, then she liked the movie. But anyway, one of my favorites is The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. It was a TV special with Loretta Swit, and I really enjoyed that, and I do look forward to seeing it. I have it, so I put it in myself.
Lynn, thanks. I feel like I dimly remember seeing that, or somebody put it on as a school play, or I read it.
Yeah, I have a very dim memory, too. I know the book, you know.
Maybe that's
my kids like, but I didn't know there was a TV adaptation.
Mike, you got anything for us?
This always happens when I'm on with you guys. Somebody's going to bring up something that I do not know at all, and Lynn got me here.
All right,
it's an adaptation of a popular play we're hearing from our board operator, Michelle, our technical director here. She knows these things.
I know it's a book, though.
Yeah,
I think I read the book. Is there a book and a play? All right, someone needs to solve this for us.
And a TV thing.
Yeah, let us know on the Central Time Facebook page or tweet us.
At Central Time WPR.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, we'll get back to our callers with Tiffany in Racine. Tiffany, hi.
Hi.
What movie did you want to bring up?
I don't know that it's really a Christmas movie, but I watch The Sound of Music every year right around this time.
Okay. I mean, that's it's got some bitterness, obviously, Nazi takeover. It's got some sweet, although a lot of the happy music. Mike, is that one that you think people might take as a holiday movie?
Sure. And so much of this depends on our own personal reaction to things when we see the circumstances under which we first see them and things like that. I can remember years ago, circumstances forced me on Christmas to be by myself, and I watched the movie Major League on TV. and since then, it just occupies a warm spot in my heart. It has nothing to do with Christmas, but because I saw it when I was alone in this cheap motel, I will always think of it that way. And so, you know, it belongs under my own Christmas list, I suppose.
Nice. And that's a whole other categories of music, I guess. It's something that carries that warm, fuzzy aura of the holidays that just sort of attaches itself to the movies we watch then.
And I think that's more important than we really realize in our reaction to movies. It has nothing to do with the quality of the movie, but it's just our own personal circumstances at the time we first experience it.
Well, thanks a lot for the call, Tiffany. And next we're going to go to Anita in Lindenhurst, Illinois. Anita, hi.
Hi. My favorite Christmas movie, and apparently many others since I have to stand in line for like a month at the library to get my copy, is Home for the Holidays with Robert Downey Jr., Charles Durning, and Bancroft, and two actresses that are well-known that are not in my mind at this moment.
All right, thank you for that, Anita. She says Home for the Holidays with Robert Downey Jr. and Bancroft and some other people in the movie. Mike, tell us about that one.
I know I have seen that movie, and I can remember absolutely nothing about it right now. Okay, you've gotten me. I'm 2 for 4 so far here with being stumped by the listeners.
Well, you're one up on me, you guys, because I mean, I thought Home for the Holidays, that's going to be some like 1940s movie, distant golden era sort of thing. No, Robert Downey Jr. was not around then. All right, well, thank you so much for the suggestion, Anita. Glad you got your copy. We'll go next to Frank with us in Madison. Frank, hi.
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call. One of my favorite movies is going to be shown this Saturday night at 7 o'clock on Turner Classic Movies, The Shop Around the Corner. James Stewart, Margaret Sullivan, Frank Morgan, a whole bunch of, you know, good supporting actors. It's basically Margaret Sullivan and James Stewart were like this duo that were famous in the 30s. Like Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan were, and Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan remade this as You've Got Mail years later.
Oh.
Also, Judy Garland and Van Heflin remade it as In the Good Old Summertime, and I think there was another remake that I forget right now. But it's basically two co-workers in a little store in Budapest who don't realize it, but they are pen pals. And they sort of get on each other's nerves, in fact, sort of hate each other, as co-workers, but they're great pen pals. And so anyway, it goes on like that.
And this is one you like to watch around Christmas, Frank, or does key Christmas scene?
Well, anytime I like to watch it. But, you know, it ends with the sale at the store on Christmas Eve, and them, you know, and basically the people in the store who are divided at first in some ways, there are tensions in that, but those are resolved by Christmas Eve, and then they have a great sale of stuff on Christmas Eve, so everybody's happy. and then finally the two people realize that they are in love with each other.
Whoa, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Frank, thank you so much for sharing that. So Jimmy Stewart, the king of the holidays a little bit there, Mike.
Yeah, and I can add nothing to what Frank said because he got all of the other versions of it that have been made. You can just tell when you've got a story like this that, you know, really works with the characters and the funky situation of the, you know, mistaken identities, then, you know, you can retell it so many times. And if you do it right, it's popular every time. And Jimmy Stewart was the recipient of really good scripts like that in a lot of different categories. I'm thinking also of the Philadelphia story. These kinds of things just seem to come to him.
And Mike, a lot of people excited about another holiday movie coming out, and it's nothing we've talked about today, but it's something everyone is talking about. Name that movie.
Star Wars: The Force Awakens, and I am here to tell everybody that it is every bit as good as you'd hoped it would be. I went to see it worried that it wasn't going to be what I'd wanted it to be and was won over completely. The two young people in it, Daisy Ripley and John Boyega, have just become major stars. And all of our listeners, do not listen to or read any reviews of it. There are a lot of really important things that you don't want to know anything about. To appreciate this movie, go to see it as cold as you can. And it doesn't matter whether you see it in 2D or 3D. I saw the 2D version. It's just fine. But you want to go into it not knowing anything about it. And I promise you, if you're a Star Wars fan, you will enjoy it.
Fantastic. Well, I want to leave, since we've got just a moment or so left, with another one of your favorites. Let's get a listen to a bit of Scrooged with Bill Murray.
Grace, who is that guy?
Elliot Loudermilk.
Okay. Call security, have them change his locks, clean out his desk, and toss him out of the building.
Oh, he's fired? But it's Christmas.
Thank you. Call accounting. Stop his bonus.
Bill Murray in the Ebenezer Scrooge role. I think this is a lot of fun. This is one I enjoy going back to. This is one of your favorites, Mike?
Oh, yeah, I really loved it. And the character he's talking about there is played by Bobcat Goldthwait, of all people.
Uh-huh.
And he's being fired for having told the truth about the Christmas specials that the Bill Murray character wants to run on his TV network, which opens with a bunch of terrorists attacking the North Pole and Santa Claus and
the Knights
Santa
of Reindeer
Claus bombing himself. It's really funny, and I really love the redemption that Murray finds at the end of that movie. He has, I think, one of his really great Bill Murray speeches at the end, talking about the real meaning of Christmas, and it's worth watching again for that, if nothing else. But the whole movie is really a lot of fun, and it's one that you see on sale. There are DVDs of it everywhere, and I'm sure it'll be showing up on a lot of broadcast TV this time of year too.
And Mike, it's always a lot of fun to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
That's film critic and novelist Mike Mayo with us to talk about the best holiday movies of all time. His latest book, his latest novel, Jimmy and Faye, a latest in a series, is coming out early next year. Still time, by the way, for you to share your favorite holiday movie, your favorite holiday movie traditions, too. You can do that over at the Central Time Facebook page.